When I was a kid, there was a commercial, and old folks like me will remember it. And it was AT&T is next best thing to being there. As if you make this phone call, it's as good as being there. And I don't know about you, but it's an amazing thing, this invention, these phones that we have. And of course, now we've got cell phones, and probably within a few years, it'll be genetically programmed into us, and we only have to do it, but whatever. But it's amazing, like you can actually pick a thing up and you can talk to someone in the other part of the universe. And I've been all over, like I've been in Egypt and would call home and looking at the pyramids, and I've been even in St. Louis Park once and called my family. Like it's amazing, like you can just, like, are you next door? And it's just incredible. But every now and then you call someone and they go, what, I can't hear you, it's not that, and he's like, and you go, oh, just a second. You take like 2 feet over and you go, how's this? Oh yeah, now I can hear you. Because you need to be in the right position sometimes for that call to be clear. And sometimes we need to remember that we need to be in the right position for us to hear the call of God in our lives. See, God somehow has created you and me, all of us, so that we are able to actually receive the message of God. We're like a cell phone that's been designed to receive these airwaves, or however all that works, that you and I are able to receive by the grace of baptism, the gift of the Holy Spirit within us, that call, the voice of God. So one of the things that we need to do is begin to learn to put ourselves in a position to receive His voice, to hear His voice, to know His love, because it's easy for us to be like 2 feet off, and we just don't hear it. We don't receive it. We don't perceive God's voice. So we got to always work on that. There used to be another saying back in the 80s, back when people started overworking, because it never happened until the 80s, of course. And so you had all these parents who were feeling guilty. I think mostly dads feeling guilty. They were working all day, all night, 7 days a week. And so they came up with this little saying, you know, to alleviate their guilt for not spending a lot of time with their kids. It's not quantity time, but it's quality time. We've got quality time. Well, you know what I think about that? Rubbish. I mean, you're not going to get some quality time unless you got the quantity time. Like, have any of you been out to, like, Colorado, and you go there and out west, and they got one of these panning for gold kind of things? And you go, oh, this is great. And, of course, when you're a little kid like me, you go, I'm going to be rich in 5 minutes. And after an hour and a half, all you got are pebbles. And they go, well, yeah, we got to get through the rest of the mountain. Oh. There, obviously, because some people have found it and got quite wealthy. But it takes a lot of panning that water and going through and sifting that sand to get that little tiny nugget of gold. So one of the things that you and I need to do is we need to realize that we got to spend time with God. Coming to Mass on Sunday, absolutely. But again, to begin to stretch that time a little bit so that we actually have more time. So that during that time, we can begin to listen. And as we begin to listen, we can begin to perceive the voice of God. I'm so grateful that over the years, I've been able to spend time with God. I remember, especially when I was in high school and college, how very important it was for me to go into a church or into a chapel and just sit there. Usually, I wouldn't get there until like 1 in the morning, and then I'd leave that and go start my homework. You remember those days. Some of you are living those days. But it's spending that time that I begin to receive and perceive God's voice, what God asks of me. But it's also in that time where I begin to realize that what God most wants for me is not for me to do something, but what God most wants for me is for me to be aware that He actually loves me. So one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my prayer, by far, is simply in various ways how God has told me, communicated to me, His love for me. which I know for you might seem like this really easy to love me, but if you knew me the way I knew me, you go, huh? And God knows me even better than I know me. And he still wants to communicate to me about his love. That's why I'm so grateful that in our parish we have an adoration chapel. It's an invitation for us to spend some quantity time with God. As we spend some quantity time with God and we read the Bible, we maybe pray the rosary, we do this, we do that, we fall asleep, whatever we do. As we spend that time with God, little by little, we can begin to hear the voice of God, the quiet voice of God, or the loud voice of God. In our lives.